Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Lawyers make their case on possible impeachment. We've got the story.
Wichita police investigating a fatal shooting. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A trial date is set for a Wichita mother accused in the death of her young son. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. High pressure is sliding on off to the east of us while a reinforcing shot of colder air moves in from the northwest. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
Tensions rose during Monday's House Judiciary impeachment hearing, with committee Republicans going after Chairman Jerry Nadler.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert got into it with New York Democrat Chairman Gerald Nadler about one of the Democrats' attorneys starting out as a witness and then later asking questions.
This is not appropriate to have a witness
have a point
be
of
a questioner of,
order,
somebody that was a witness
gentlemen,
when he was.
The gentleman will suspend.
It's just wrong.
Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler spoke up after Wisconsin Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner vented frustration about the Judiciary Committee not being in order.
Lawyer is badgering the witness. We have to have some decorum in here, and you have your rules of decorum, which aren't comporting with everybody else's rules.
I will say that sharp cross-examination of a witness is not badgering the witness.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A man in his 30s is dead after a shooting on Wichita's near South Side. About 11:45 last night, first responders were called to the 800 block of South Broadway. Police Captain Wendell Nicholson says,
after talking to witnesses and looking at the videos, that a unknown male had approached the vehicle and fired one shot into the car, striking the victim. He ran to the south to a hotel in the area.
The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. His name has not been released. Police have taken a person of interest in custody.
A car accident claimed the life of a man near Garden Plain Monday afternoon. This was near 311th Street West and 47th Street South. A driver reported seeing another vehicle off the road and upside down. The driver of that car, a man in his 60s, was thrown from the car and was pronounced dead at the scene. His name has not been released.
Under a city law passed by voters in 1991, Wichita's mayor and council members are limited to two consecutive four-year terms. At today's meeting, the city council will take another look at term limits. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Many of the people that have left office have said that we don't have enough time in office. And, you know, local elections are different than someone serving in Washington, D.C., where they're so far removed.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A Wichita mother accused of killing her infant son will stand trial.
23-year-old Kimberly Compass pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the death of 2-year-old Zayden Janus Shoklu. The child died from an overdose of a drug that treats opioid addiction in April of this year. Reggie Winters, who was in the motel room with Compass, testified Monday, saying Zayden was acting strange the night before he died.
He was still being unresponsive to anything that I was doing, but he was snoring. I mean, he was alive. I said, hey, there's something wrong with your son. Do you want to take him to the hospital? I asked her that at least two or three times.
Her trial was set for March 16th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Authorities say the deaths of two men from Junction City are being investigated as a murder-suicide. Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood has more.
Garrett County authorities say that the bodies of 27-year-old Zachary Lima and 24-year-old Christopher Young were found late Thursday near Milford Lake Dam in Junction City. Garrett County Sheriff's Deputy David Gilbert said that investigators believe that Lima forced his way into a home and took 24-year-old Christopher Young out of the house before the men's bodies were found. No further information was released.
New Zealand police may open a criminal investigation into Monday's deadly volcano eruption. Six now confirmed dead, eight missing and presumed dead. New Zealand Ministry of Health spokesman Pete Watson says, the country's burn treatment centers are stretched thin.
The volume of work facing our National Burns Unit at Middlemore Hospital in one day is equivalent to the normal workload that they would see in a typical year in the Burns Unit at Middlemore.
Geologists say there's a 50% chance of a smaller or similar type of eruption through Wednesday afternoon, local time. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Extra time on Monday Night Football last night between the Giants and the Eagles. We'll have highlights. Talk about that coming up in sports.
Wichita firefighters may get a pay raise today. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning. Wichita firefighters may receive a pay raise. City Council is expected to vote on a new contract at today's meeting. The three-year contract calls for a 2.5% raise, plus a 1.5% general pay rate adjustment. Union members have already ratified the contract.
The Supreme Court is upholding a law that requires doctors in Kentucky to perform ultrasounds to show the images to patients before they can get an abortion. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
A lot of folks on both sides of this issue are reading into this decision, though it is important to note it's not clear why the justices didn't take up this case. There was no published dissent, and the court didn't release an explanation, which is normal. But as a result, the way abortions are done in Kentucky has been drastically altered.
Doctors at Kentucky's only abortion clinic argue they are now forced to promote the state's anti-abortion policies. Under the 2017 law, which is now in effect, physicians performing an ultrasound are legally required to show women the images of the fetus while describing it in detail and then playing the sound of their child's heartbeat. Refusing to follow those steps could lead to fines or to potentially losing their medical license.
The ACLU challenged the law, saying that it's a violation of doctors' free speech.
The youngest head of government in the world is sworn into office today.
Sanna Marin set to be confirmed as Finland's new prime minister, the 34-year-old heading up a coalition government of five different parties. All five leaders are women, four are under the age of 35. The incoming prime minister playing down the symbolism, saying her focus is on political issues. Finland was the first country in the world to vote women into parliament back in 1907. Marin is its third female prime minister. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10. 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Seeing some heavy traffic out there in Wichita right now. Up around the North Junction, especially on K96 eastbound from I-135 over towards about Hillside. Gasoline prices going up. We started seeing the change yesterday. 2.29 a gallon this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clearing sky across south-central Kansas, we have another cold front poised to move in, and that will keep temperatures in the low 40s, around 43 for the high this afternoon. Clear tonight, our low 26, and then breezy and warming back up Wednesday with a high 51. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, southwest wind at 8 miles per hour, 24 degrees. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is December 10th, a Tuesday. On this date of 2007, the costliest ice storm in Kansas history struck. I was thinking about this, Ted, a while ago. I think I've got actually some home video of some of the ice and its impact on my neighborhood.
It's pretty nasty.
With the trees and so forth, you know. Widespread moderate to heavy freezing rain coated nearly all of the state with 1 to 2 inches of ice.
Mm. Wow.
Some areas were overwhelmed by a staggering 2.4 inches of glaze. Of course, that kind of ice on power lines, tree limbs.
Done.
Damage to the electrical infrastructure was around $136 million. Dollars. That's the costliest in Kansas history.
Yeah, there were people that were out of power for a week.
No kidding. And of the total of $136 million, $37.5 million damage was assessed in Reno County alone. So Reno County was really hammered by this thing. That was in 2007.
And everybody had those piles and piles of sticks and brush in front of their house for weeks.
For a long time.
Before it finally got picked up.
And, you know, the course of the local Utilities were overwhelmed trying to get that off the streets and getting it away. 2007, 12 years ago, Ted, Merriam-Webster has named the pronoun they, T-H-E-Y, its 2019 Word of the Year. The word and its emergence as a non-binary alternative to he and she experienced a 313% increase in lookups on Merriam-Webster.com. Traditionally, in writing, if you referred to someone, a person, you would say he or she, usually he for everybody, or he or she, he and she, he or she, something like that. But now they've gone to they. That encompasses everybody. Editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski says he was surprised by the data, but the word has been subject of a lot of talk this year. Lookups for...
It has?
Yes, lookups for...
I haven't cared for 1 second about that.
Lookups for they spiked in January with the rise of model Oslo Grace on top fashion runways. And so you're out of the loop.
No wonder I didn't.
You're out of the loop.
No wonder I'm out of the loop on this.
It's usual. In September.
Really? Somebody had to go to the online and look up the word they.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out what it means.
In September, the dictionary site experienced another big increase in lookups for they when pop star Sam Smith wrote on social media that their preferred pronouns were they and them. So I guess now you have a preferred pronoun. Of course, you know, if I go to you and I meet you and say, hi, I'm Steve, and my preferred pronoun is he and him.
And at that point, I just walk away from you and say, whatever.
You guys, and my pronoun for you is knucklehead.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Oh, can we just...
You've already burdened me with your shenanigans.
Can we just make it any more challenging to be a person in this world? I have to think of everybody's... feelings, and oh my gosh, I don't want anybody's feelings. Okay, 8:13, make it 8:14 now, Steve and Ted. Here's something that I bet you're not going to be surprised about. I'm not going to, and this is probably something I shouldn't even mention, because we do have some wonderful dining advertisers, and this is not going to impact them, I don't think, but dining out is weighing on our budgets. Number one thing Americans bust their budget on is dining out.
Yep.
That's according to research released by financial company Principal. Nearly one in three Americans said that this was this year's top budget buster for them, followed closely by groceries.
No doubt about it.
27%. The research found that the number one small financial mistake Americans admit to is dining out too much.
Yep.
With 36% saying they've done that in the past year. 36, is that all? 36%? Oh, okay. Now, government data shows that Americans spent nearly $3,500 a year on dining out in 2018. A 2.8% increase just from the year prior. Restaurant sales are projected to hit a record high this year of $863 billion. That's according to the National Restaurant Association. So I guess the bottom line is we may be eating out too much, but we're still going
to keep doing it.
And we love to do it.
Somebody else has to do the dishes and the cooking.
Right.
We'll pay for that privilege.
You know, people are so many people are busy. And just don't have time, I guess, to cook that home-cooked meal. You know, we grew up, and I'm reasonably certain you were the same way. I grew up in a house where that meal was on the table at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Be there, and sat down, and usually we didn't talk to each other at all. But on the other hand, we were there. And Mom, that was her job. Now, that sounds pretty sexist, I understand. On the other hand, as my kids were growing up, my wife and I worked different hours. I would be... Perfect. You know, my work day's always been pretty much done around noon.
Right.
You do morning drive radio, and that's the deal. Shelly would be working at her job till 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got two kids there in the afternoon, and I now become a part-time stay-at-home dad. So what happens? Well, you got to wait for your mom to get home, and then after she works an 8 or 10 or 12-hour day, she can cook your meal for you. No. I learned how to cook.
There you go. Yeah.
And we did for years and years, and I don't know that my kids even think about that very often, but... Their old man whipped them up. They were raised on pretty much on shake and bake and tuna helper.
But, hey, you can't.
They're both in pretty good
shape. You
can't
eat like kings every night.
They're pretty good.
I mean, we did that too. I mean, you got to mix it up.
Yep.
Sometimes shake and bake and manwich is part of the part of the rotation.
Tuna helper, hamburger helper.
Exactly.
Yep. Spaghetti.
Yep.
One of the great things that happened earlier in our marriage, almost 50 years ago, was. They came out with this jarred spaghetti sauce. It was absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And, we used to make it ourselves, the tomatoes and ingredients. Now you've got the spaghetti sauce. I think that revolutionary. It revolutionized the home-cooked meals. Anyway, we all like to dine out. I've dined out about three times over the weekend.
Yeah, it's...
Going different places and Christmas shopping and so forth. So it's something we do. We have some great advertisers who have terrific restaurants.
Sure
we
do.
We don't tell you not to go eat out. Just say, hey, we just realize how much of your budget that is. And thank you for doing that. Coming up on 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we've got sports with Ted Woodward. We've got, what, KU basketball tonight, right, Ted?
Yeah, Jayhawks tonight up in Lawrence. Number 2-ranked Kansas taking on the Panthers of Milwaukee in Lawrence tonight. Of course, the Jayhawks are a big 26-point favorite going into this one, and KU is going for its 8th win in a row. KU right now is on a 25-game home court winning streak. That is the third longest streak in the nation right now. And live coverage of that one will tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. The coverage will begin at 6 o'clock. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock in Lawrence. And you can listen to that live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. By the way, this will be the final home game of the decade for the Jayhawks. Last home game of the 2010s. KU has thus far won 150 of those games and lost only 7.
Wow.
Almost 7 home games in a 10-year span. What's that? And they've got the long streak going. We'll see if they can keep that going tonight. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH. In the NBA last night, the Phoenix Suns win at home, beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 125-109. In the starting lineup for Phoenix, former Kansas Jayhawk Kelly Oubre, 24 points, including a perfect 6-for-6 at the free throw line, and that was on his 24th birthday. His 24th birthday, he scores 24 points.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
I should have scored 70 the other day, right?
Well, exactly. Be on the floor. Another former Jayhawk played in that game for Phoenix, Chuck Diallo, with 2 points and 1 rebound. Phoenix has won 3 of its last 5 games. We have hockey tonight. The Wichita Thunder embarking on the start of a 4-game road swing. First game of that swing is tonight, as Wichita is down in Texas, taking on the top team in the league, the Allen Americans, at 7 o'clock tonight. Wichita is coming off back-to-back victories. Monday Night Football last night in Philadelphia. The Eagles hosting the New York Giants. Eagles desperate for a win to try to somehow stay in a playoff chase. This thing would go overtime between these two, both looking to snap losing streaks. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Wentz will be in the gun, leaning over, 2 tight ends. He looks at a 4-man front. Arms extended, shotgun snap. Looks, catches, arm throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Ertz underneath the crossbar! Eagles have won the game in overtime!
There you go. The Eagles with the much-needed win. The Giants lose their 9th in a row. So, here's what's going on in the NFC East division. The Cowboys of Dallas are 6-7. The Eagles are 6-7. So they're tied for first. Right now, the tiebreaker favors the Cowboys. So if the playoffs were today, it would be the Cowboys in and the Eagles out. But
wow,
we still have 3 weeks to play.
So. And you were talking, what, they're 6-7?
Both teams are 6-7. So that division remains tight with 3 weeks to go. Somebody will get into the playoffs from that bunch as a Monday Night Football concluded last night. And a couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday to former Wichita State catcher Rick Rona. Played for the Shockers, got drafted in the 5th round by the Chicago Cubs, and then ended up playing for 4 teams in the big leagues as a backup catcher. Rick Rona is 56 today.
They've had some pretty good Shocker catchers over the years, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. We can go through the list of Shocker catchers.
Really good.
Had a nice little run in the bigs. And happy birthday to someone who has never caught in a big league game, my sister Anne, celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to my lovely sister Anne, who is, if you see her out at the Warren West today, tell her hello and happy birthday.
So when she's a baby in the family.
Yes, she and I were separated by 10 years.
And you're the older.
I'm the oldest, so she's the youngest.
Did you kind of help to raise her then?
Oh, yeah. Me and my other brother, we all 3 of the brothers.
Okay, well, that kind of,
We were very attentive to the young baby of the family, baby Ann.
I've met Ann, and I've seen there are a few things you can obviously say are wrong with her personality, and I know where they came from now.
Yeah, she's got a whole list of excuses.
Yeah, there we go. To blame on you guys.
No, we were very devoted to her.
Oh, she's a good person. Yeah. A nice person. I like her a lot. Ann's having a birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday to my sister.
All right, 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Peeping on the Trump campaign. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.